Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IVKUL.com. Congratulations to Jack Whaley, the 22-year-old from England and rising senior at Florida State University, who won the U.S. Amateur Championship at historic Marion Golf Club outside of Philadelphia yesterday. And Jack happens to be driving back to Florida at this very moment. Hey, congratulations, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
And I understand that you are not driving, which is a good thing.
No, I'm not driving, no. I will be not looking at the road.
Exactly. Well, that's better. And I met your girlfriend who is driving. And so all the best on this road trip back. But man, what a week you've had. It's a life-changing win, Jack. Tell me about it.
It's been an unexpected week, but it's definitely been one of the best weeks of my life. So it's been awesome.
Exactly. Now, with this win, you earn exemptions into the 2027 U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. The Open Championship on the old course at St. Andrews, and probably an invite to the Masters next April. So I know it might be a little early to think about all these incredible opportunities, but what are your early thoughts about all that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an incredible honor to be invited to these major championships. I'm really looking forward to them. All I've said at the start of the week is just to play golf and let the golf talk. And I think it's definitely done that, and to be able to be given the opportunity to go and play in these with such incredible golfers is a lifelong dream of mine. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. And to be able to play a US Open at Pebble Beach and a Open Championship at St. Andrews is probably the pinnacle of major championship venues. So I'm really, really looking forward to them. And I'm really glad I got the opportunity to win the US Amateur at Marion.
And you also automatically earn one of the 10 spots on the Walker Cup team, which will be at Lahinch in Ireland. So are you looking forward to that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I've just been talking to Dean, our manager, and he sent me some pictures over and the itinerary for the week. And it looks like it's going to be an incredible week, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. I'm hoping we have a lot of support out there, seeing as though it's in Ireland. We've got a great team. It's not been fully decided yet on the rest of the team, but for the first five that we know are exempt, it's going to be a really solid team for the GB and I team, and I'm really looking forward to what that week's going to bring.
And the Irish Open is the week after at Dunebeg, so I will be over there for that as well. All these opportunities, when you're playing this U.S. Amateur, and it is a grueling week. Well, first of all, let's talk about that grueling week, because for my audience who might not know the specifics of what it all entails, can you summarize the week?
Yeah, first got to do two practice rounds, which is very long, so that's pretty draining as it is, and then you've got the two rounds for the stroke play. I think it's seven rounds of match play after that, so it's a lot of golf in the week, and making the top 64 qualifies you for the match play, and then you've got the seven rounds after that. So it's definitely a lot of golf, and you've got to be well prepared, and your body's got to be really, really prepared for a lot of golf. And I think it's definitely one of the longest weeks. It's very similar to the British Amateur, so. Definitely a really long week, and there's a lot at stake at this tournament. So you've got to be mentally prepared and physically prepared to make it all the way to Sunday.
Absolutely. I know you were part of a 16-for-11 playoff for the final match play spot. How wild was that playoff?
Yeah, it was insane. That was probably the first time I ever played in a crowd as big as that. And to be able to be on the 13th hole at Marion, which is such an iconic hole, short par three, and to almost make a hole in one in the playoff was pretty spectacular. And we didn't really have high expectations. We didn't go into that thinking we're definitely going to make it through to the match play, but to be able to hit that one shot at a clutch time was probably one of the best shots I've ever hit in my life and the most important one. So
And your first match, you survived what, in 22 holes?
yeah, 22 holes, a long game.
Unbelievable. So now talk about your final, fast forward to Sunday, the championship. Talk about, that 36-hole experience.
Yeah, I've kind of not really had much sleep the entire week because I've been struggling to get off the golf course before 8 o'clock. Going into the quarterfinal, semi-final, and then to the final, I had a little bit more time to have a bit of a good sleep. So it was nice to set that off for the 36-hole day going on Sunday. But going into it, I had a really hot start on the first 18 holes. Sorry, the first 9 holes, and then Jay kind of came crawling back and got 4 holes back on me, and or 5 holes, whatever it was, and finishing the first 18 two down. It was kind of like, okay, right, we need to go do something. We need to go work on something that wasn't really working. And we went in, had a good lunch, and got out there a little bit early to go and work on the putting because the greens were slightly slower than what they were playing during the week, because they had a little bit of more moisture on them and they slowed them down a little bit. I don't know if it was intentional or it just happened because of the weather, but I left a couple of putts short in the morning, and then as a counter of that, I ended up hitting a few putts past because I was scared of leaving them short again. So went onto the putting green with my Florida State coach, Trey Jones. We really worked hard on dialing in the speed and getting the confidence back up, and I ended up feeling really good on the putting green. So I ended up going to the tee 15 minutes early and standing around 15 minutes just because I felt ready. So then I went into that final 18 holes and it felt really good and got off to a really hot start. Won 4 out of the first 5 holes, and I just tried to maintain that for as long as I possibly could. And it seemed to work. The game plan worked, and whatever we did at lunch obviously worked. So
What did he tell you at lunch?
there's one famous quote that Coach Jones says is just trust your eyes. And that's all I did in the afternoon was trust my eyes and just be really confident in what I was doing on the putting green. And a lot more putts started to drop. There's a couple of 20, 25 footers that I hold, which was probably detrimental to winning the match. So, yeah, just trust my eyes and be confident because he said I was a great putter. And I think it de definitely demonstrated my confidence and my ability of putting in the afternoon. So,
Oh, absolutely. You being from England as well, do you feel as if you were more familiar with perhaps the rainy, soft conditions of the golf course? I know you put on the glove. The glove's going to get a lot of attention now, right? But what, tell me about the glove that you put on and how familiar, just your experience playing, in the UK, how that may have helped at Merion on a kind of wet day.
yeah, 100%. I mean, we grown up, obviously growing up in England, we don't have the best of weather all year round, so you kind of get used to playing in the windy conditions and the wet conditions. And I know a lot of golfers over here are kind of not really used to it because if it starts raining in this country, 9 times out of 10, there's lightning following it, and you're off the golf course. Whereas in England, that doesn't really happen. You stay out on the golf course and just get drenched. So you kind of have to learn to be really good in the rain and try and keep things dry and have a method to be able to doing it. And I think at the start, when it started raining, my dad was a little bit slow in terms of what the plan was going to be to keep dry and keep everything running smoothly. But as soon as I brought out the double gloves and had a little bit more grip, it seemed to work a lot better. I had to get rid of the original gloves because they were getting a little bit wet and slippy. So I got the rain gloves out, and it started to be a lot better. So maybe that's the key to playing in the rain is the wet gloves.
For sure. I have gloves in my bag as well as a rain suit. I play a lot of golf in Ireland, but well, good for you. And so you came into the championship ranked what, 90 in the world amateur rankings, right? And not seated that high in match play. So is it something you kind of enjoy being the guy people perhaps weren't expecting to see in the final and then to win it all?
Yeah, 100%. I think one of the things that me and Coach Jones talked about just going through into ACC's championship this year was talking about how someone who is essentially the underdog has nothing to lose. If someone's ranked 50th and you're playing and you're ranked 300th, you're playing a lot more free. You've got nothing to lose. So I think definitely going into it, it felt like I was an underdog, but at the same time, it felt like I had more of a better chance because I knew my ability was good enough and that I was playing more free than everyone else.
And what part of your game do you think held up the best under pressure all week? If you had to pinpoint, one aspect.
I think off the tee, I was pretty good this week. I think there was only one tee shot, and that's when I slipped on the sixth tee box when it started to rain. When I had the original glove on, it just slipped out of my hand and I hit it OB. But apart from that, I don't think I hit a really bad wayward drive at all this week. And then obviously going on Sunday, it kind of held under the pressure and was still hitting the fairways and still hitting it long, and it was good. And then I would say that my putting got progressively better as the week went on. During the stroke play, it wasn't really that good. I didn't really hole much. I hit a lot of greens, didn't really hole much, but as you got more comfortable on the greens and got the speed a little bit better, and the confidence was rising. So I think the other two attributes that I think was probably the best this week.
And how much do you think you brought from your Florida State University golf experience to the US Amateur? I mean, what you've learned there, and as you say, the coach was there, how much of that really helped?
Before playing at Florida State, we didn't really play much match play in America, and I'd not played against top amateur level golfers in match play. Kind of just played county level, and which is obviously still very, very good. But we're talking about top 100 players in the world here. It's a bit of a different game. So I think definitely playing ACCs really, really made it a lot easier to understand that I was good enough to be able to be in these situations, and you're playing against I played against a couple of good players in ACCs and felt like I still held my own, and it built the confidence up, and I think that really showed this week.
And talk a little bit about the mental strength that it requires to hang in there all week and, eventually pull out the US Amateur title.
Yeah, it's definitely a mentally draining week. You've got a lot of golf to think about, you've got a lot of numbers to think about, got a lot of decisions to make. So I think it is definitely, I think a lot of it is whoever's the mentally strongest during the week has got the best chance of winning. And I think my mental game was really, really good this week. I got a message from Coach Jones on the this morning saying that I conducted myself really well on the golf course and he thought that my attitude was great. And that's something that I've been trying to work on a lot recently is because I used to get a little bit angry and it kind of affected my golf a little bit too much. And then as you get older, I feel like I've slowly matured on a golf course to the point where I can kind of handle my emotions a little bit better. And I think it definitely helped this week being able to handle them situations.
And who do you think has been the biggest influence on your golf? Who has influenced you the most on your golf journey? If you could pinpoint, maybe you have a few.
Yeah, I think obviously my dad's a big one. Just keeps me pushing every day, and if I ever have any struggles, he's always there to kind of pick me back up, and then obviously my swing coach has been a massive aspect of my life. I've been with him for 18 years now, and he's always there to give me the confidence again in my golf swing and tell me that my game's good enough. And then I think the two of us are Coach Ben Rickett at Dolan State. He's been a massive help towards my golf game. He took a chance on me 3 years ago, and it's been a great ride from there. And then obviously Coach Jones at Florida State, he's been a massive help for me this year. He's walked a lot of golf courses with me. He's been on a bag caddying during the tournaments, and I think having someone that's such a great golf coach being there and being able to clearly identify which parts of your game you need to work on because he's seen every single hole of a golf tournament is massive, and it's really helped me with my practicing and stuff like that. So yeah, there's probably the four main ones.
And one or two more questions here, Jack. At 22, you're at that fascinating point where professional golf is getting closer. So, I mean, how much are you thinking about what comes next at this point?
Yeah, it's one of them things. It's kind of just you got to take it as it comes. Obviously, I'm gonna get the invites into the majors next year, so it's obviously I'm gonna have to stay amateur to playing them, so it's probably not going to be in the next year. But the new 5-5 rules giving me an opportunity to potentially play next year at college if I need to, and it all just depends on college, PGA Tour U and things like that. So if I'm high enough on PGA Tour U, then to get a card, then I probably will take it and turn pro. But if I'm not, and I think I can get better on it, then I think I'll stay amateur until I think my game's in the best place.
Who all was with you this week up in at Marion?
There was quite a lot towards the end, but at the start there was obviously my mum, dad, my girlfriend, Sarah, and then we had a couple of my mum's friends who used to live in England, that were school friends that moved over to America. They came and watched. One of my mum's really good friends from home, he flew over and stayed at their house and watched the first round at Philadelphia. So that was really cool. And then towards the end of the week, I had my teammates from Dalton, coach from Dalton, teammates from Florida State, managers, coaches. So they all flew up for the Sunday match, which was really, really nice to have them supporting. So it's been an awesome week, and I can't thank everyone enough for coming up there and supporting me.
You needed a whole hotel just for all your friends and family who
Yeah,
came.
we
So,
could have booked out an entire hotel.
and Marion, speaking of which, what a historic venue. I mean, they've hosted some of the most important moments in American golf history. Could you appreciate that history while you were competing all week?
Yeah, 100%. I think you appreciated it more at the start of the week, when you just got there and you're looking around and you're like, wow, this place is really impressive. But towards the end of the week, you kind of just really focused on your golf, and it kind of slips your mind a little bit. And then as soon as you finish, you remember it again. You're like, well, that's pretty cool that I've just managed to play a semi-final or quarter-final at Marion Golf Club, and I can't thank Marion Golf Club enough for how amazing the venue is. The history is pretty impressive, and it's been definitely a really, really, really good week.
How are you and Sarah going to celebrate now?
Well, we don't have much time together now, because we're going to Georgia, and then she just transferred to Middle Tennessee, so we've got to go up there in Nashville, and then I've got to fly on Wednesday back to school, FSU. So we've got a couple more days, and then that's it. So
Wow.
nothing special, but might go have some food tonight or something like that. Just us two.
Well, congratulations again, Jack Whaley. What a great experience, and U.S. Amateur champion. Just that feels great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely not sunk in yet, but it's a pretty awesome experience, and I'm really glad to be on on that trophy with such amazing names. So yeah, awesome.
Well, safe travels, continued success.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Be careful, Sarah, driving.
She said be careful. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks so much.
See you soon.
Sports Interview with Allegory is brought to you by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.